Now, you might have heard about this concept on a 60 Minutes feature, and it's in a documentary film, Landfill Harmonic, get it? It's about this music teacher and a group of kids down in Paraguay who make music entirely out of materials that they find in a landfill. There's a junk rock band in Sussex County, New Jersey, but right here in Colorado, we've got the Junk Band Orchestra, and they're right here in studio with us on First Take at KUVO at the Five Points Media Center. The producer for the Junk Band Orchestra is Sean Palmer. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
I know it's early for musicians, but we're glad to have you here.
Oh, it's an honor to be here. I listen to you guys every day.
What's the concept behind the Junk Band Orchestra, JBO?
Well, it's pretty simple. We're actually out to prove that you don't need a lot of money to make really good music. And it's not necessarily about the quality of the instrument, but it's about the music that's coming from the musician. That's the most important thing.
Okay, but you put a lot of effort into finding these materials and and creating these instruments, and also effort into finding the young people to play it. So let's first talk about the kids. How do you find the players, the musicians?
Well, most of them are actually students of mine, and some, like Cole, how long have you been with me? How many years? Yeah, something like 5 years. We started when you were really young.
Okay.
And I just threw three years ago, I threw out the idea of like, hey, what do you guys think about building a bunch of junky instruments and seeing if we can make something happen? And this is what it turned into.
All right. You brought some of these instruments. What else do we have before Cole rips out this three-string bass? What do you got here? So this is a play school toy. This is the, what's it called? What did it start out as?
We call this the scratch box. It's actually a play school tape deck for little kids.
Okay.
Do people play cassettes anymore? I don't know.
Yes.
But a good friend of mine, Michael Lundy, actually modified this. So you can actually scratch.
It looks like some...
You get the idea.
Okay.
I didn't play it on the album because I'm not very good at this, but... You get the turntable sound.
Scratch is important for young people's music.
That's true.
They do that. Okay, what's this one here?
That was the amplifier that you hear on the album.
Okay.
It's a cigar box amplifier that we built for less than $25. And every instrument, that's the goal, is you have to keep it under $25.
How about that? We are talking with Sean Palmer from the Junk Band Orchestra. They've got a Facebook page. It's facebook.com/thejunkbandorchestra. And they've got details on the CD release party, which is coming up on Sunday. But there's another instrument here. Cole's got it strapped on. Mike, pull down his mic. So we're going to move the mic down so we can...
You got it.
Yeah. So, okay. That's going to go mic three, so we can pull that down real close there. All right. Now, Cole's going to play some of this bass. Let me describe it. It starts out... The body of it is a five-gallon water jug. And then there's a stick,
two by four
coming out of it, fretless. And Cole Stutz is going to rip some bass for us now. Okay, there you go.
That is way cool, and it's fretless as well.
Yeah, that the way to go with that. All right, thank you.
It actually sounds really fat plugged
okay.
in.
Okay,
it's
not
designed.
Mic down, you can pull that up there. Okay, and so you're just thinking up stuff. I mean, you've got a pile of stuff, and you're thinking up how to make instruments out of this.
Well, YouTube helps a lot, too. Just doing a search on how to build, you know, junk basses, it's amazing what you can come up with these days.
It is part of a movement. There's a movement of, I mentioned some of the others going on around the world, of players making instruments and young players learning how to do this thing.
Yeah, it's actually becoming cool again.
aren't you just feel like a mad scientist? You got a white coat and you're like...
Yeah, kind of, sort of. It's fun. It's so much fun to take things that are lying around and make them into musical instruments.
Yeah. You're not losing your cred as a music professional. You're probably gaining some with the creativity that's involved.
I hope so.
Yeah. Thomas Martin also joins us here on You Got Him Up Early. Congratulations on your scholarship to Berkeley.
Nice.
They are making the thing happen. There are five members of the Junk Band Orchestra, including JoJo Wilkins, Riker Johnson, and Kendall Burks. This is Random Muse, the Junk Band Orchestra's five track EP called Earth to Ruth. Oh, look, there's the amplifier right there on the cover.
Mm-hmm.
There, I feel it's
that's way cool.
Special. I got to hold it. Sean, what do people need to know about getting in touch with the Junk Band Orchestra to get their young people involved, to donate materials, to follow what you're doing?
Well, go to our Facebook page. That's probably the best place to contact me, and I'll get right back to you.
Thanks, Sean. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.